As temperatures climb above 80 degrees, a sticky summer day finds dozens of kids in the cool waters of the outdoor pool at Davy Lopes Recreation Center. They hop in and out of this oasis on the city's steamy south side. The center is a bright spot in this community, one that is plagued by crime and poverty.
I bring my nieces and my grandchildren for swimming lessons.
Verlina Johnson is a petite woman who lives in the neighborhood. She walks into the Brick Community Center with about five kids in tow.
Well, we have swimming lessons Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays during the week, and then they come back at 1 and they come swimming.
Johnson is thankful her kids have the opportunity to learn to swim. Davy Lopes serves many minority children, and according to a widely cited 2010 study by USA Swimming, about 70% of African American children and 58% of Hispanic children have low or no swimming abilities. The five public pools in Providence are open in July and August each year for swimming lessons and day camps.
It kind of gives the kids something to do when you don't have a lot of money to work with. You know, especially with me right now, I'm not working, so I'm definitely utilizing these things because otherwise I would have to pay.
A little more than a year ago, the future of this pool was uncertain. In dire need of repairs, it sat drained, crumbling, and locked up. The city had plans to turn it into a water fountain park, a place to cool off, but not to swim. Alina Johnson grew up in South Providence and was against the closure.
I went to this pool as a child, so, I mean, I know when it was not open. I know it hurt the community a little bit, but thank God it's open now.
Well, how you doing, brother?
All right. How are you?
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Mary Kay Harris is a city councilor who represents this ward. She greets people as she walks through the South Providence neighborhood in front of Davy Lopes.
Hi, sister. How are you?
Good.
A longtime community activist, Harris was part of the fight to get Davy Lopes reopened. She says the pool is more than just a place to escape the oppressive summer heat. It's a staple for neighborhood children in a community plagued with hardship.
I'm proud of the fact that even though we're in the South Providence area, we are victims of lots of crime. We're victims of people poverty. We're victims of people being homeless. But one thing I can say is that our children being here is in a safe place.
And South Providence can be very dangerous. This month, in this police district alone, there have been 14 violent crimes and 66 incidents of assault, vandalism, and drug use. But Harris says things at the pool are different. As we walk through the neighborhood, we turn a corner and the pool comes into view. A group of kids are huddled to the side as they prepare to dive back into the water. Harris draws me closer to the gate surrounding the pool.
Let's listen for a minute. Come over, let's closer. Let's listen at the sound of this laughter. Let's listen at, you know, in spite of all the things I told you, the negativity of poverty and people unemployed, and it's the sound of the laughter. It's the sound of the kids coming together and, you know, just being here. That beats a gunshot any day.
Advocates and politicians like Harris say more can be done to increase pool hours and get more children involved. But for at least 2 months this summer, kids are swimming in South Providence, and in the recent citywide swim meet, the team from Davy Lopes came in first place. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.